to Paris now, and news from the Republic of Ireland's team base that striker Evan Ferguson has been ruled out of the Euro 2024 qualifiers against France and the Netherlands. Our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue is in Paris with more on this. This is a big blow, isn't it, Tony?
It really is, Brian. Yes, this 18-year-old was carrying the hopes and dreams of a nation on his shoulders, broad shoulders, you'd have to say. He's 6'2", and even though he's 18 years of age, he really looks like the real deal. At the weekend, he scored a hat-trick for his club, Brighton and Hove Albion, against Newcastle United, and he scored 10 goals last season already, 4 goals this season in 4 games. He really is the real deal. I mean, the likes of Gary Lineker, the former England international and match of the day host in England, he said, "I know a goal scorer when I see one." And the talk about Ferguson has been throughout the football world. They're saying that he's going to be worth well over £100 million. And so from an Irish point of view, they get two huge games coming up against France here in Paris on Thursday. And would you believe France were in the second seeds in our group. The Dutch, the Netherlands then come to Dublin for a game on Sunday. And it's going to be very tough to get anything out of that. But without Evan Ferguson, who suffered a knee injury, was assessed by the Irish medical team and was ruled out, it's very, very difficult now indeed for Ireland.
So the squad due there, I think, in France later today, how's all this likely to be received in the camp?
Well, they'll be disappointed because only yesterday a number of the players were asked. I mean, Ferguson is the talking point in English Premier League football and in world football at the moment. And they were talking about how great it would be for him to, you know, repeat the trick and manage a hat-trick against France. Now, that's going to be difficult. France have started this game. They're the number two ranked team in the world. Obviously, we saw Argentina and one man in particular, Lionel Messi, lift the World Cup trophy. But France have been consistent because they won it the time before, got to the final this time. They have an outstanding team. They've started this group with 4 straight victories, including 1-0 against Ireland in Dublin. Ferguson played in that game and didn't really have that much of an impact, so it was going to be very, very tough. The French here yesterday were all talking about Evan Ferguson as well, so to face the France team without Evan Ferguson, it's going to make it very difficult for Stephen Kenny. He'll have to look at the likes of Adam Ida of Norwich, another young striker. Aaron Connolly has come back into the fold, so to speak, but it's really going to be difficult up against the likes of Kylian Mbappe and all his French stars. He scored 40 goals in 70 international appearances. Hopefully, Evan Ferguson recovers and gets to those numbers in his what's sure to be a long and glorious, we hope, career.
All right, more from Tony, no doubt, in the course of the day from Paris. But for the moment, thank you for that. Our soccer correspondent, Tony O'Donoghue.